What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. And all my diehard listeners, hit the like button. You know I don't make lame videos. Before we get into it, did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime via Patreon. And be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. Shout out to the notification gang. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end. If you don't want to watch this video to the end, least you could do is watch it halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead. That's what we're here for.
So I know you were talking about coochie credit and like taking guys like out of the friend zone or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So if you have to have a coochie credit, realistically, women are not gonna like give themselves up on the first, second, or third date, especially if you're not feeling that type of like intimacy. So what would you say is like a good, I guess, time frame to give up credit?
So when you say realistically women aren't going to give themselves up, you presume that you have bargaining power and time.
Not even bargaining power.
No, ma'am. I need you to listen. I get what you're saying.
Well, women do have bargaining power because most guys put the P on the pedestal. So men empower women by acting thirsty for the P. And you notice she said, you know, what if I don't feel comfortable on the second or third day? I'm not feeling that vibe for our sex. But here's the thing. I'm willing to bet that this woman has had a one night stand before with a guy she was extremely attracted to. These women make rules for betas, aka guys they not attracted to, and break rules for alphas, aka guys they want to, you know, get with sexually. She'll keep leading the beta on for 3, 4, 5 days, knowing that she never planned on having sex with him from the moment she met him. But why not keep getting free dinners? But the alpha, he don't even got to take her on a date. Netflix and chill all day. Keep that in mind.
What you're still doing is you're applying more value to you than him. When sex happens, do you have an opportunity to orgasm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sex is mutually beneficial. But the way we talk about sex is though men are getting something and women are giving something. No, you're both getting something.
Well, I guess the point of frame that I'm talking about is just if you're meeting someone, you're just starting to get into the kind of the boyfriend, girlfriend experience role that you were speaking on.
Okay.
What if you're just really, he's not giving that type of like energy, that like sexual energy that would turn you on? Like what would be an appropriate time frame for
Let him know that. How about being upfront instead of leading him on and keep getting benefits from him? That's an idea. It's just a thought.
So you're mixing concepts. I'm talking about the coochie credit. I'm talking about a man you gone out with a couple of 3 times and you put him in the friend zone. Sound like you're talking about somebody you're just meeting for the first time.
Okay.
What are we talking about? Because I want to be, give me the scenario.
I guess the scenario would be like, you've known a guy for probably like 6, 7 years. You always known that he was interested in you, but you
put him in the friend zone.
I was in a committed relationship for 8 years, so yeah, everybody was in the friend zone.
Okay, but you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah, if you're in a committed relationship, why are you even entertaining other guys, going on dates? Well, even if you don't call it a date, hanging out with other guys. See, me, I don't do that. I'm buddy-buddy with this guy and that guy, and we about to go chill. I'm about to go chill with Ron. What I look like being cool with you going to chill with a dude named Ron, and y'all just cool? I ain't stupid. I've always had that rule. If you're in a relationship with me, if it ain't a male relative that I could verify a male relative, or you ain't hanging out with me, you don't need to be just chilling with other guys. You know, if you have a friendly relationship with a guy at work, hey, that's fine. A professional friendly relationship with a guy at work, none of that, oh, that's my second husband type shit, that's out of line. Any woman calling another man her work husband or second husband, that's totally out of line. Even to play around like that is out of line. So yeah, we don't do the male friend thing. So she already, you know, out of bounds by even entertaining male attention.
How are you interacting with this guy if you had a committed relationship?
Well, when I was in a committed relationship, it would just be friendly. Like, if we would go out
You
with
shouldn't
other
send,
friends.
that's the point. That's wrong. See, right there. You took, see, you ladies need to understand when you take.
You see the shocked look at first, but then the look like, yeah, I know it is. You see that? We're gonna run that back.
That's wrong. See, right there. You took, see, you ladies need to understand when you take a man's time, it's like taking our money. We want something for that. You were in, or you were going out with him as a friend, and you were going home and sleeping with your boyfriend. You know that's wrong. If you have, you ladies think you can have boyfriends and male friends. We don't like you like that. And y'all know this, so this is why I say they come on here acting game goofy. And that's why I said winter's here. These little games won't work anymore.
So if you don't want to play the game, what is the time frame?
What do you mean don't play the game? The game, the re the why the reason y'all are in such a jacked up position is because y'all played too many games.
And here's another thing to consider. Why is her boyfriend cool with her going out with other dudes? Is it because he doing his thing? So he's like, yeah, go have fun. Because I'm gonna be having mine when you gone. See, that's one thing that women don't consider. When a guy cool with stuff like that, he don't really care about you. So maybe that's not the guy you should be with. If a guy cool with you doing this, doing that, staying out all night, oh, I gotta understand the boyfriend. No, you got a boyfriend that don't really give a damn like that about you.